Here are your local news headlines. London and Scotland have voted strongly to stay in the EU, but the Remain vote has been undermined by poor results in the north of England. Over 68% of County Durham people turned out yesterday to have their say in the EU referendum. It was anticipated to be a close-run result, however, 57.5% of the county's voters chose to leave the European Union. Overall, the UK has voted by 52% to 48% to leave the European Union after 43 years in an historic referendum. A man has died in a motorbike collision on Wednesday evening. The crash happened around 9:50pm on Brusselton Lane between Royal Oak and the Shildon Bypass. The 49-year-old man from Spennymoor was riding with a group of other motorbikes travelling from Barnardcastle to Spennymoor. A 57-year-old woman riding Pillion was taken to Darlington Memorial Hospital with facial injuries. No other vehicles were involved and no one else was injured. Car parts manufacturer Gestamp Talent has received a £12 million investment boost from the European Investment Bank. The Newton Aycliffe-based firm, who has six plants across the UK, supplies some of the biggest names in the automotive industry with components including specialised chassis and suspension products. This new investment will allow the firm to expand its manufacturing and material bonding processes, which it co-develops with its clients. Gestamp, whose automotive innovations have attracted the likes of Jaguar, Ford and Land Rover, employs over 1,300 staff at its County Durham base and completed a major £5 million expansion to its plant at Newton Aycliffe last year. And finally, Bishop Auckland and Children AAP is looking to recruit a public representative to sit on their board and have a say on how money is spent locally. They can also get involved in a variety of task and finish groups which are designed to look at local priorities, develop ideas around the priorities and possibly give solutions to address these. The three main priorities for the Bash AAP over the next 12 months are children and young people, crime and community safety, and raising aspirations through employment, education and training. Gordon Elliott, Head of Partnerships and Community Engagement, said,
"Public representatives are vital to the success of Bishop Auckland and Shildon Area Action Partnership. They bring their individual experience and local knowledge of communities to the table. Being a public representative is a very rewarding role. Not only do you get the chance to influence how local services are delivered in the Bishop Auckland and Shildon area, but you also decide on funding for local community projects. If this sounds like it's up your street, then please get in touch with Bishop Auckland and Shildon AAP team to find out more."
At your local news headlines, I'm Gillian Campbell.